Shurmur, the great D coordinator, always say you only get what you demand. And the Packers right now, I think from Halfley to LaFleur to Bisaccia, are going to start being more demanding. And again, you want to have some nuance to that, you know, as a supervisor and a boss. I mean, if you come in and railing on people all the time, finally, you know, it's going to wear thin. And I think with LaFleur, he sees the big picture at the end, and he knows I got to get the best out of these guys when it matters most. And so here we go. And you mentioned the schedule. It's interesting. With the Bears coming up, I do think that is a great opportunity to reset. It's a road game, so you're out of your comfort zone a little bit that way. And it's a place where you have owned them, and it's a team that is beatable, a game winnable. You go in there, you play a clean game like you're talking about. Let's play a clean game. Can we get that? And then it comes fast and furious, because following Sunday, you've got what looks to be a rejuvenated 49ers team with Christian McCaffrey. They get the 23-20 win. And the Niners, they don't, believe me, Dave, the Niners don't feel like they are anything less than a Super Bowl champion. In their heart of hearts, they don't see any difference. They got some injuries. They have whatever, but they got Christian McCaffrey back. They still have the quarterback and the defense. And I think that the Niners are a team going to be reckoned with. And I'm glad, in a way, I know Packer fans, oh, I'd rather play him without Christian McCaffrey, I suppose. But if you're going to be the best, you got to beat them at their best.
Right.
Having McCaffrey back, getting a win against them at Green Bay, certainly I think would make you feel a whole lot better about where you are going forward. Because as it turns out, you got the Bears, then you got an ascending Niners team, and then a couple of days later, you got the Dolphins with or without Tua. Still have Tyreek Hill and Achane, who are both speed burners, so you got to be ready there. And crazy things can happen on a Thanksgiving night, but the Packers have the spotlight. You think they'll be ready to go, especially coming off. You get that win against the Niners, and then you got the Dolphins. You really got to make some hay. And then after that, the Lions, like you said. So you will have some time, and this is the other part about that. Now, 10 days before that Lions game.
Which is important.
It is. You'll have the rest upon the rest. The double bonus of the bye week followed by the 10-day stretch after Thanksgiving. As brutal as it is, you got to be able to handle that three games in 14 days. Other teams have to do it. Champion teams do it, and the Packers will get through it. You got to come out. You beat the Bears. You take two out of those next three at worst. At 3-1, I'll do the math. You're 9-4. You could be 10-3 if things go really well. I like where they're sitting right now. 5-3 to finish with four home games, and all in that division. You've got five division games out of your final eight. I mean, if you're 11-6, you're definitely going to be a wild card at worst. And I haven't even really given up hope on the division.
I haven't either.
But look, the Lions, you can run the football on Detroit.
Right.
The Packers did 89 yards in the first half, and then they abandoned it. And I blame LaFleur a little bit, but I blame Jordan Love for the interception at the end of the half to pick six, which really didn't – the Packers didn't have the luxury to stick with the run game, I don't think, down 17-3 maybe, but then they score. Lions make it 24-3 first drive, second half. When you're down that much, 21 points, you pretty much got to abandon the run at that stage, and they did.
You do.
And it affected them, and it showed, like, much like the Texans, two interceptions by C.J. Stroud in the third quarter last night after dominating that first half when they didn't have much of a run game. It wasn't good. But the Lions can be had. You can run on them, and I do think that, hey, Jared Goff, whatever you say about him, you can look him up because you'll know where to find him. He'll be right in the middle of the pocket. He does not roam very much. And if they can generate a pass rush now this second half of the season, they have a chance to really put the Lions on notice. I mean, you'd hope for a repeat like last Thanksgiving against them.
I hope so.
that would be nice. So for me, I mean, you know, the 0-2 at home in the division, 0-2 in the division, but that doesn't bother me because I think their best football is still ahead of them. And I like the fact that Love, cross your fingers, is going to be healthy, Dave. So really, I think sky's the limit here for Green Bay. It's kind of, what do they want to be? And I like that because two of their leaders, Jacobs and McKinney, the free agents, are young. They're in their prime, and neither one of them have tasted postseason success. Oh, wait a minute. They haven't tasted the postseason.
I was going to say, they haven't seen the postseason yet.
So if you take the bad meal, I'm starving so bad. And they may not have to. You know, they should get there. And I think that leadership, just what McKinney had said there before, I think will really bode well for them. So how are you feeling about this thing going forward? Yeah?
Yeah, I do as well. And I think, you know, as we look at the division, of course, we have the Lions 8-1, Vikings 7-2, the Packers 6-3, and the Bears 4-5. And I think that the well-rested Packers going into this game, it'll be interesting. We'll see how Love is doing. And, you know, if he's struggling or still injured, maybe we start looking at Malik Willis. We'll see. I know you'll be back with us on Friday. You're going to talk about, yep, we'll know where things stand more by Friday, right? So we'll have a better idea what we're going to see.
For sure, and by then we'll know, we'll get after it just like the Packers. Hopefully, we'll coming out of the bye, and it should be all good. I tell you what, 6-3 to me feels a whole lot better than 3-6 from a year ago. So,
right,
for better or worse, it's a lot better, and the numbers too. I mean, they 29th in the red zone, Dave.
That hurts.
That's not going to hold up. I mean, if they're not in the top half, even with that bad start, I'll be surprised. I think we should see market improvement from them. And the other thing, knock on wood, have not sustained the killer season-ending injuries. You know, the Vikings are making up for the loss with Christian Darrisaw so far anyway, with Cam Robinson at left tackle. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. The Lions, I think, are still trying to figure out how to replace Aiden Hutchinson. Now, we saw a familiar face on the sidelines, Za'Darius Smith, last night. He wanted to play, and I don't know if it's league-mandated or otherwise, because it's crazy. Za'Darius and Preston, they are just inextricably linked, more than just the surname, because Preston Smith didn't get a bye. Now, I don't know if he played yesterday for the Steelers. I really didn't notice him. But I think they got a bye, because otherwise they got traded on their team's byes. So you would end up playing an 18-game season without a bye if you're either one of those guys. So Za'Darius sat last night to get acclimated. That was effectively his bye going forward. And I think Preston, I'd be surprised if he had played yesterday against the Commanders. I think that would be his bye then, and maybe per the CBA and all of that, they have to give guys, I would think, geez, you get 1 week off regardless of the trade circumstances. But as that sits, you know, they're going to have Za'Darius next time the Packers see him, so we'll find out what Green Bay has a plan for the Lions. But first up, the Bears.
The Bears, and let's hope the Bears still suck.
I mean, even if Amon-Ra St. Brown can't get it right, he had Green Bay, no space between the green and the bay. Green Bay still sucks. Wear that T-shirt. I hope he wears that T-shirt the week after Thanksgiving. We'll see how it fares for him. So, and that's the other thing, too. Amon-Ra St. Brown, shouldn't be a surprise, but the Texans double-covered that guy pretty much all night. And the times they didn't, they found him and got first downs and big plays.
Right.
But the blueprint, the roadmap, whatever cliche, the Packers watched a Texans defense, how they played, and they really caused the Lions fits. So I think that also bodes well going forward. There are going to be some stumbles along the way, and I wouldn't concede the division. I mean, it's
no
still,
way, no
like,
way.
This race is too close to call.
Way too close to call. You look at the division, way too close to call. So it's going to be an interesting week, and like I said, I'll be looking forward to see what the Packers injury report looks like later on this week. And, of course, the Bears will want to see how that all contributes in there as well. But I do think we'll have a good game this week, and obviously we'll talk more about that on Friday with you. So looking forward to having you back. I mean, it's great to catch up with you as well.
Yeah, so. I know. We get a little intermittent visit, and I like that little chit-chat every now and then. I check out what's up with the big guy, see how things are going, and boo, and all that stuff. So,
well, and I'm permanently the morning show guy. I don't know if you caught that announcement or not, or if anyone filled you in on that, so I'm here to stay in the mornings now. So,
you know, I just assumed that you were.
No, I was just a temp guy. And then
if you can get temporary help like that quality. Holy cow. What are you doing? Do you need a part-time job somewhere? We can use you in Green Bay.
Hey, you never know. Sounds good.
Well, man, I hope you're enjoying it, though. I mean,
I am. Yeah, it is always fun. It's always fun talking with you as well. I look forward to listening to you or talking with you every week. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great rest of your day today.
I will. Appreciate it. And congratulations on the full-time morning deal. That's nice.
Yeah. So I appreciate having you here as well. So
good for the listeners. All righty, man. You take care. Have a good day. Have a good week.
You too. Take care and good luck with everything you got going today. And Chris, thank you for joining us.
All righty. You got it, Dave. Be good.
All right, that is Chris Havilah, our Packers expert. He is here after every Packers game and before every Packers game on Friday. So he will be back with us right around 8:30 on Monday morning. Hanging with Havilah is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farms.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. We thank you for Hobble for joining us this morning. Another great edition of Hanging with Hobble. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, temperatures will fall throughout the day to 40 by 5 o'clock tonight. Breezy up to 30 mile per hour wind gusts. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 27. On Tuesday, sunny with a high of 49. Wednesday, rain is likely in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high of 49. On Thursday, warming up, partly sunny with a high of 52. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Seven Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Monday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or better yet, download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. Stream us with you wherever you're at. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Everybody's ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. The Burwell Elks Lodge 688 will be holding a Veterans Day dinner for a thank you for all of our veterans tomorrow, November 12th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The menu includes meatloaf with gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, salad, and a roll. This is a free event for veterans, $10 for adults, $5 for children. They will be holding this at the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 at 401 Oak Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Again, the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 Veterans Day dinner will be held on Tuesday, November 12th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by David Boy and Queen on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by Baldwin Funeral Services. Sherry and David from Baldwin Funeral Services would like to invite you to join them in expressing a heartfelt thanks to our neighbors and fellow citizens who have served in our nation's armed forces. Baldwin Funeral Services at 520 East Street in Baraboo, serving the community for over 80 years. Call 608-356-4656 to make arrangements. That's 608-356-4656.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
99.7.
So slashed and torn.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is TLC, No Scrubs on Max FM.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't want to give you mine, and no. I don't want to meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time, and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to holler at me.
Well, he's checking me, but his game is kind of weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat. Don't show love. Oh, yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh, no, I don't want no scrub. No scrub. No, no. Scrub. No, 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 no.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Closer.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on your Monday morning. A woman named Caitlin Ansari is going all over TikTok, and it's going viral after going to Home Depot to find a date. She walked around looking for cute guys, found one, and asked if he could help her buy what she needed to hang a big picture on the wall. She really didn't need to hang anything, and his advice at first wasn't great. He told her to buy a hook that's meant for hanging things from the ceiling, basically a planned hook, but the dating hack worked. She told People Magazine that the video's from a few months ago. They went on a date, and they're now a couple. So, yeah, I guess you never know what you're going to find out at Home Depot. I heard back in the day that Chi-Chi's worked a little better, so I'm glad it all worked out for her.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling. The staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms?